Namaste, friends. Another Sunday, and welcome to Words of Wisdom Gyan Ganga on our Virat Hindustan Sangam social media channels. For last two Sundays, because of the travel plan of Dr. Swami and myself to the US, we could not be there for our viewers and listeners across the globe. But we are back with our episode 196, and today's topic is National Herald Case, How Far and How Soon. It's a very topical subject. As you know, last week there were a lot of developments in the court on the Rahul Gandhi passport matter, and a determined Indian, Dr. Subramanian Swamy, is the only man who is fighting the corrupt Congress dynasty crooks, and we will be discussing this subject in the next 30 to 45 minutes. And we have a guest with us, Sri Iyer from the United States. As you know, Sri Iyer is a colorful personality, writing on various colors in different form in his books. And he has written the National Herald Frauds, the book which gives us details of a National Herald case. So with these words, welcome to Sri Iyer and Dr. Swamy to our program. I have to thank my co-host Arvind Chaturvedi from Delhi and Swami Narayan Swamy from the US for being on the show each week, every week since we started 2 years ago. I have to also thank our technical team led by Ashish Shetty, Tejas Navalgul, Ishwar Iyer, Swaminathan, Rakesh Gadgi, Ajesh Nair and Vishal Mehta for their teamwork to put this program together every Sunday. So with these words, it is over to Dr. Subramanian Swamy.
Thank you, Jagdish. This topic we have selected because of a recent event, if I may say, where Rahul Gandhi had appeared before the court to seek ordinary passport because his diplomatic passport given to him as an MP has been taken away because he has been he has gotten into so many cases. So on that basis, it has been taken away, and so he applied for a ordinary passport. But in his case, because he is on bail in the National Herald case, it was by law required that I also be given a chance to express my view. And therefore, I appeared in court and made my presentation. Broadly speaking, because of certain developments of his travel to the United States and so on, I think Sri Iyer has a much better perspective on what is really he doing. I mean, they made it out in the beginning, before I contradicted it in court, that he's going at the invitation of the university. And soon enough, I found out it's not the university. The university is all universities in the United States are very particular that when the department, any department of the university calls you, to speak, you must be a person of extraordinary, in terms of publishing papers and in terms of eminence in the field. But otherwise, the universities have centers where they have, just people get together and hear somebody eminent or somebody interesting or something connected with the area studies program in which the person from that area comes, as in the case of Rahul Gandhi. Now, there was a problem of my coming in for the other side, because in the past, like in the case of A. Raja, when he applied, I was not at that time. The Supreme Court told me that the prosecution will be carried out by the CBI and not by you. Unlike in the National Herald case, the prosecution is being carried out by me, in the sense I am the prosecutor. I'm also the complainant, but I'm also the prosecutor, and I do the cross-examinations and so on, and putting across material in the court. So I came in essentially not as a man who was a complainant, because there's nothing connected with that, but as a prosecutor who had to respond to Rahul Gandhi's request to the court that he should be given a 10-year valid ordinary passport, because the diplomatic passport he had been taken away because of his conviction in one case. So in that process, many things came out. There were the issue that we have to bring out today is that, first of all, what is the status of the case of National Herald? The National Herald case is being stuck up for 2-3 reasons, but it is now going to start. The date has been fixed now for July. What had stopped it is, number one, we had 2-3 years of corona, and so it was considered as low priority because it is right now at the bottom most, it's on the trial court level. And so in that time, they decided to close the shop almost. And second reason was that what I had asked for was a document which the government had, and it had to be produced. Now, originally, the magistrate at the lower level, he said to me that now you have passed that stage into a stage called Section 244. And there you have to ask in a different way. And so, therefore, I'm not going to allow you in Section 91 or 274 or whatever it was, because you are past that stage. You are now in the stage of framing charges. You're reaching that stage where you're making out a case. Previously, the accused were not in the picture. Now the accused are in the picture, and they were cross-examining me. So, therefore, he said that you better apply differently. But unfortunately, the trial court judge was transferred, and another came, and he said, no, now you cannot ask for that document. It has been rejected and so on. So in appeal against that, I came to the High Court, and it's now in the final stages. But because of corona, it got delayed, and there were some judges who came in and out in short terms, so that also caused some delay. So in that, that's a separate issue. So, but there is no doubt that I have a position where they know that I've got all the facts I can that are necessary for conviction. They also know that there are more facts coming. For instance, the government has now interrogated both Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi through the CBI and the Enforcement Directorate. And Enforcement Directorate has found out a hell of a lot. I had also found it out, but the detail with which how it was done. For example, the Young Indian, which was set up, was supposed to buy the loan that was owed by Associate Journals Limited, the National Herald company, to Congress Party. So, and that was something like 90 crores. And surprisingly, the Congress Party told the Young Indian that this 90 crores will give you for 50 lakhs. It's unheard of, because they said that the our money that we gave to the National Herald, that money will never come back. So at least we'll get 50 lakhs from you. But the problem was that the office bearers of National Herald are the same as the office bearers of the Congress Party, and same as the office bearers of Associated Journals. So they each talk to each to each other. Motilal Vora, who negotiated it, went and spoke to the who was one of the directors of the National Herald. Went to Congress Party and spoke to the treasurer, and the treasurer was also Motilal Vora. So Motilal Vora spoke to Motilal Vora and got his thing. Now, what the Congress Party could have done is gone and auctioned the AJL and got their money out. That's the normal procedure there. But they didn't do all that. They just, Motilal Vora spoke to Motilal Vora and settled that they will give the entire 90 crores owed to a claim, which they claim was owed by the Associate Journals. They will give it to a young Indian for a mere payment of 50 lakhs. But the young Indian didn't have 50 lakhs. Their paid up capital itself was only 5 lakhs. So where are they going to get this 50 lakhs? So surprisingly, they got a loan from a Calcutta company called Dotex or something. And they gave without any,
unsecured loan. Yeah,
totally unsecured, no guarantees, nothing. They gave it to young Indian. Young Indian kept 50 lakhs in its pocket and then paid 50 lakhs to Congress and got the entire share value, which gave them the ownership of Associated Journalists Limited. So there, I want to go into this because we have gone into this past, but I'm telling you that the question that really arose is Mr. Rahul Gandhi wants to go abroad and he wants to dilute the impression in the minds of the people that, we have all, because of the delay in further hearings, we have lost interest in it. It's all over. There's nothing in it. So in order to make it clear that we have that interest, I went, and I must say, to the credit of the magistrate, he heard me fully. And then he did what others did not do in other cases. He reduced the demand for 10 lakhs, 10 years to 3 years. And of course, he'll have to report and so on and so forth. And you should have seen the faces of the people from the Congress in the court. They were literally flabbergasted that this would happen. And because they know that once they go to the party headquarters, they'll all get kicks, which is the way Rahul Gandhi deals with party workers. So it's a major thing that has come through. Now, I think what we would like to hear from Sri Iyer is this. Rahul Gandhi says, I have to go to the Stanford University and give a lecture there. And he produces a letter which is somebody has written on May 20 or May 16 something, saying that please come and deliver a lecture on May 31. Now, I have been invited by so many universities. They will not send a letter telling you the date on which you have to come. And two, they will not give you such a short date. And this man was obviously in a tearing hurry to go. So that's going to be investigated by me further. But the more important thing is to go on saying the university has called him, that's nonsense. You see, no university at the academic level, in the classroom, in the courses, will ever call Mr. Rahul Gandhi because he has no academic status whatsoever. What will they hear him on? So every university has institutions created where people from abroad come and they explain what is happening in their own country, etc. So this is not something that is earth-shaking, that he has to go and the government has to give him permission and so on. But anyway, I think what is important is that Rahul Gandhi has got into a royal mess because he had created an impression that, there's nothing in the National Herald and, it's only a matter of winding it up now. And perhaps this was also a part of that and it has just backfired in that sense. So over to our friend, Mr. Sri Iyer, who has written a book on National Herald, which is perhaps his bestseller, I'm sure. Many people refer to it even today. And now I think he will have to write another volume on the same subject of thing, but dealing with these issues. So over to you, Sri Iyer.
Thank you so much, Dr. Swami. And it's always a joy and pleasure to be part of the VHS family. I always felt that, all my growth in large amount, I owe it to you and Jagdish ji, Ramesh Swami, and Dr. Arun Chaturvedi, all the other people that I might miss out. So sorry about that. But you all are why I am where I am. You have been the backbone. You stood behind me when I had to take on some really difficult issues. All these things have happened mainly because of the, basically your assurances that, you know, we'll face it. Don't worry, speak the truth. And it so happens that there is a convenience to being outside of India to write about some investigative stuff in India, because inside India, the voice gets stifled quite a bit. So that is the reality. That's why these things have happened. But most importantly, sir, on this recent trip, what I am told, and there could be a date one or two here or different, that I think the no objection certificate was issued by the court on Friday, right?
That's right.
Right. And so Friday afternoon, he has to take the NOC, go to the passport office, even assuming that the chief passport officer, the clerk and the levels in between are all ready to give him the passport. It will still take some time. And then let us say Monday he gets the passport. Then from there, he needs to rush across to the U.S. consulate. Now he's a common person, right? He needs to have a visitor's visa. And then, sir, if you or I, at least not about you, but me, if I were a common citizen of India and if I were to apply for a visa to US, I would have to apply it 18 months ago.
That's right.
The waiting line is that long. But of course, you know, some people have fast lanes, and they, even assuming all that happens, it is expected that he'll arrive in the Bay Area on the 29th. And on the 30th, he has one or two events. Second event is very interesting. This is supposed to be one where he is going to meet and greet the people. It's on 30th in the afternoon. It's called Mohabbat Ki Dukan. You know, this was a line that was coined during his Bharat Jodo Yatra. But I have a bit of a uncomfortable discomfort with this line. Mohabbat Ki Dukan. I mean, is he selling love? What does that mean? I mean, somebody need to, you know, choose the right phrase. I'm sure it is not Mr. Rahul Gandhi who made up this phrase. Somebody must have put a little bit more thought into it, because it is so easy to misinterpret it. That's all my point. So after that, on the 31st, in the morning, one of the leading venture capitalists of Indian origin in the Bay Area has put together a meeting where he'll informally meet with some members of the faculty from Stanford. This is just go there. They're like a lounge. You go and meet people. And I'm told there are 12 people. There are two rabid anti-Hindu, anti-India, anti-Modi people. There are people who are neutral, and there are some who are pro-India also. So it's a balance. At 5 p.m. that day is the one that we are talking about, the lecture which he claimed that was a Stanford lecture. It's essentially a small institute that invites people from, from various walks of life. I mean, they have invited Tony Blair, for example. I mean, at one point of time, its director was Francis Fukuyama. I mean, this is an institute, but we have to understand that things like this, Dr. Swami, you know, let us say, a big politician in India owns a big university owns a wedding hall. Okay, that wedding hall, depending on whose wedding it is, you can rent it for a 24-hour period, go there, use it and come back. That doesn't mean that, the politician has invited you to come and talk there. So this extension is essentially what they are aiming for, because what they are thinking is that people only look at the top things, they don't go into the details, and they'll think that, oh, Stanford has invited Rahul Gandhi. Suddenly he seems to have, turned a new leaf. He slept with the Bhagavad Gita under his pillow one night. Next day, he's full of wisdom. So this kind of thing will start happening now. But the truth remains that Rahul Gandhi will be Rahul Gandhi. And they've also, interestingly, this is a by invitation only. In other words, you have to apply for this meeting. This is called a fireside chat. Fireside chat is a common terminology used in the United States, where one person will ask questions and the other person will answer. But if you look at there's a little confusion there too. It says that he's going to talk about new global equilibrium. So is it going to be part talk and then Q&A or just Q&A? We don't know. It's only by invitation, no video recording. So they want to prevent any possible gaffes that might happen. And essentially, The truth is, Dr. Swami, between you and me, except for you, maybe Modi and maybe Rajnath Singh, who has a real gravitas, crowd pulling power. When normal, you know, ministers from even from India come, hardly 10, 20, 30, 40 people will show up. It's just that, you know, people are not, they don't see any value in coming and, you know, listening to somebody, because all they are going to say is virtues of Modi government, what we have, maybe that's all they have to do, but there is no frank exchange of ideas. Yeah. So this is what happens for anybody. So whether, you know, in Marriott, you're going to fill up the halls in thousands or not, we don't know. There's another interesting thing here. The Khalistani supporters or sympathizers, now they are in two minds. Should we go for this event or should we not go for this event? Those who are saying that we should not go for this event are saying, listen, this guy's grandma is the one who caused all this trouble. Right. But the other guy, they're saying, oh, no, let's take an opportunity to try and embarrass Modi. Let's try to take an opportunity to embarrass India, embarrass Hindus. So these kinds of things are all happening now, but only after the event concludes will we be able to know what really happened, how many people came up. And again, since nobody is going to be allowed to record, clearly somebody will tell us what kind of questions were asked and what was answered. Because in UK, he created quite a controversy that democracy was dead in India. But you know, what face does he have if somebody asks him, what about democracy in your own party? You are forcing somebody to come all the way from Karnataka to Delhi, and then you decide who shall be the chief minister. Then now there is an agreement. There is an official agreement. There is an unofficial agreement. The unofficial agreement being that for the first 2 years, Siddaramaiah will be chief minister. For the remaining 3 years, Shivkumar will be the chief minister. I mean, democracy means that the legislative assembly meets after they have all been elected, and they meet together and choose their leader. That leader informs the high command in Congress, saying that I have been selected by the elected legislators to be their leader, and I shall therefore be forming the cabinet. But look at what happened. Yesterday, Mr. Venugopal has put out a list of all the ministers. So again, the center is telling state, you shall appoint X, Y, Z. X is of the community this. Y is of Lingayat, but this sub-community. Z, something else. D, something else. A, Muslim, this, that. Sir, what kind of a secular credentials are these people talking about when they themselves are the worst offenders in this case? Yeah. So again, I am curious as to which segment Mr. Rahul Gandhi hopes to convince that he is a person of prime ministerial caliber. He has never administered even a union territory like Delhi. And so it's just mind-boggling. So let's now get back to the National Herald case itself. Sir, I was on the CAT network. You know, all the CATs have their own network, and they have some small inclusion. They sometimes share their thoughts with me. And they are saying, this Gandhi family is really making us jealous. We thought we had 9 lives. These guys seem to have infinity. Enforcement Directorate comes and calls them for meeting after meeting, meeting after meeting, never gets jailed. So they are saying, oh my goodness, our records are now going to be broken by the Gandhi family. And what a generous heart Enforcement Directorate has. Dr. Swami, any common person, if he's summoned by ED or CBI, 99.999%, the person will be jailed at the end of that interrogation.
Yes.
The interrogation is essentially to try and tell him, you have been given a hearing, but we have the goods on you and you are going to be jailed. This is how it has been operating. And sir, what ridiculous things happened? Sonia Gandhi goes to meet the ED in 1 hour or so without answering any question properly, suddenly says, oh, I have to go home. I forgot my medication. This person was ruling the country for 10 years. No responsibility, all power. I mean, I think India and Indians, you have to, guys, everybody, including me, stop this hero worship, heroine worship. A country cannot be made by one person's whims or fancies alone. And don't always think that this person will come and rescue us. It's a team of achievers. people have to be together, work with a common purpose, and then maybe you have a better chance of winning. I'm just giving a diversion here, but
take one point of yours a little ahead. What does Mr. Rahul Gandhi get by this kind of meetings that he's holding abroad? In the country, the youngsters are all very patriotic people. They don't like this kind of pillaring of the Indian situation. And he has no academic value as such. I mean, I can tell you, because his father often consulted me on what to do with him. He went to Harvard by the usual route of paying a huge donation.
Saujanya.
And then Harvard, once they take the money, then you have to perform. And within 4 months only, he had to leave. But they say, till I went and exploded it, they were going on saying he's Harvard returned now. A big deal, see. Then again, the same thing on Cambridge. He has failed an exam in the department where nobody enrolls except if he has no other place to go. It's called the Department of Development. And it's not development economics. But in the four subjects he took, he failed in development economics. One of the subjects was development economics. And Priyanka Gandhi's sister, she put it out that, see, he had gone to Cambridge, but she forgot to notice that in that mark sheet that she published, it says economic development, some 52%, which is failed. So I can't understand, why does he want to be known as a pandit? Is there some psychological problem? Because what does he get going all the way to California and to address a meeting which is not part of the university? He's not going to get a degree. He's not going to get a doctor of laws. But he has people who are mobilized by Sam Pitroda and people like that who work for him in the United States. So it shows actually poor leadership. It shows a certain inferiority complex. And I want to know whether the public should be made aware of this.
Absolutely, sir. In fact, it also shows poor judgment. If you look at the posters that have come out for his Meet the People, he's supposed to be addressing the crowd in Madison Garden, 4,000 plus. See, this is all basically, he's trying to ape what Modi did in 2015, way back then. In 2015, he came to San Jose. There was a huge stadium, 20,000 people. And he also went to Facebook campus. He went to Google campus. And he wants to try and say that, look, I can do this thing too. So that sort of thing. But in doing this, he has exercised some poor judgment, in my opinion. The three sponsors in New York City event are all people with dubious links to terrorist organizations. See, so, I mean, this is something that's already on the social media network. You can't take these things back. I mean, whoever it was that was putting together the program, they should have at least made sure that the persons who are associating with you are people of a clean record, that they will bear scrutiny. So to anything like this, all I see, Dr. Swami, is that he wants to brag, I was there in US before Modi, because Modi is coming on an official state visit, in which he'll probably be addressing the House as well as the Senate. And this is a slightly different one. The head of the state is being invited to come and address the other country. That's a formal affair. I remember, I think, Narasimha Rao ji doing it. I remember Atal Bihari Vajpayee doing it. And now Modi is doing it. I mean, these are all par for the course. So he wants to try and say that, look, I have come here. See, these people have got some false sense of achievement that now that they have won Karnataka, that they can replicate the same thing across the length and breadth of the country. Now, what I did, sir, after the debacle, I can only name it that, I had a guest who asked one very pertinent question. He said, if you want to know where BJP lost the plot, go and examine the records of the Panna Pramukh. Panna Pramukh is a RSS word term that is used. See, they have responsibility for a particular block, for a particular ward of so many voters. It is their responsibility. They have the list. They know who lives in this area. And then they check off. This person went and voted this person. He said, go and look at that. That will give you an idea what really happened on the ground. So I'm giving this as a hint to BJP also that you know where you lost the game. And if you don't clean up, you know, who knows what's going to happen in other states. But so the long and short of it is, yes, the 40% tag that they got stuck on them by the Karnataka Congress, they couldn't, you know, wipe it out. And I don't know why that messaging needs to happen. This shows, again, lack of leadership at the state level where they are given full freedom to go and express themselves. I have some doubts. I mean, so these are all things that I'm saying just by looking at the results. It's got nothing to do with one person or one individual. So clearly, things are wrong in the BJP camp also. They need to do some introspection to fix. Let's get back to National Herald case. Sir, the ED is attaching so many assets in different places. For example, on August 2nd, 2022, they raided 12 locations. And on 23rd September, they called ex-Congress ministers of Andhra Pradesh, state of Andhra Pradesh, Mr. P. Sudarshan Reddy, Geeta Reddy, and Muhammad Ali Shabbir, and also one ex-Congress MP, Anjan Kumar Yadav. Along with that, they also summoned D.K. Shivkumar for the amount of money he gave to the young Indian. So it looks like this thing was not only, you know, doing all these dubious things, they were also asking the state people to send some money into the Y. So they were filling up their coffers left, right, and center, somehow thinking that nobody is going to question. So these are all questions that still are unanswered. I mean, ED has shown notice. Then what happened? Why is it that it's like, you know, the bus briskly starts as soon as all the passengers are aboard. And then 100 feet later, it just comes and stops there. That's how I see ED and CBI. And I don't know why the bus stops after 100 meters. There has to be some transparency of what you're doing. And these are all casting doubts in people's minds as to whether the Modi government has really got the stuff, the gut, the stomach to basically let the law, you know, take it to its own logical end. And are there breaks, artificial breaks being put? These questions are being asked. And the results are there for you to see in Karnataka. So the three reasons, sir. One is the Panna Pramukh thing that they need to look at. Second is, of course, the tag of corruption. And third is this thing that I said about people beginning to think that you can commit corruption and get away with it. That there is a simple thing that happened. You know, I don't know if you know this thing or not. The Congress in rural areas, it is believed in 100 constituencies. And per constituency, they spent 3 crores. What they did was they told the voters, we are giving you a preloaded debit card of 5,000 rupees each. You take this thing to the nearest mall, you'll be able to spend up to 5,000 rupees. But they said you can only do it after election. So when people went to the mall, they said, oh, this has got zero balance. So somebody did a whole, I mean, and they said 100 constituencies, 3 crores per constituency, 3,000 crores were spent by them. Doing it this way. Right. 30 crores per constituency and 100 constituencies. 3,000 crores were spent by them this way. I mean, assuming that they loaded, they didn't. But what happened was this was an elaborate ruse that people got sucked into.
Yeah.
I don't see the BJP unit of Karnataka saying that you cheated the people of Karnataka. They should have been up in arms right away. All their conditions, they get a guarantee card, and that guarantee card puts so many preconditions for everything. Like, for example, the one who gets free 200 units of electricity is somebody who doesn't have a plug point in his house. How can you have an electricity connection with no plug point? This is ridiculous. And I don't see them protesting hard, pushing back. But again, what happens is this leadership structure where the local leadership has been told, look, you have to fight like lions now. Yes. You start fighting from now for the next election. Right. So anyway, this is where things stand. National Herald fraud, we just stumbles and stumbles and stumbles, and new roadblocks, new ways to do tariq pe tariq is all I see.
Now we should sit down and see how we can conclude the National Herald case by December this year. And it will be very important for us because everything else is in place. And Corona is also gone. So I'm sure I can get the, and the, I'm sure that the circumstances will be such that the ED and the CBI will also part with all of the investigation said. And we can go forward and prosecute them. Otherwise, there's no other way. At least we have come this far. In other as I told you that in the case of 2G, because there was no oversight, people like Raja were going on 10-year visas, 10-year passports. So once something happens, there's a lot of publicity. After that, if you're sufficiently thick-skinned, you can survive. Now we have to show at least one case where it went to a logical conclusion. So I have other colleagues here who want to ask you questions, and we've got only 10 minutes. So Jagdish, take over, please.
Sri Iyerji, you are based in the Bay region. from your talk, we understood that certain forces which are anti-national to as far as India is concerned are associated also with the function of Rahul Gandhi in the Bay region. I am also told that some DK and DMK elements are also helping the show of Rahul Gandhi. Could you throw some light on this issue, please?
Yes, indeed. So the we call them Dravida Kunju, meaning like the children of the Dravida concept that Periyar said. But they are so dumb. I have to use only that word. They don't realize what kind of words Periyar used to describe Tamils. He called them Kattamirandi, which means country brute.
Yes,
that's the only explanation I can tell. And these people are saying we are Periyarists, we are this, we are that. Essentially, what they have are, somehow they have captured power with all this nonsense. And now they are up for any fight. In caste discrimination, they are in the front. But who discriminates the most? These people. They also have these Khalistani sympathizers. And this is the same group you will find in any anti-Hindu, anti-India movement. The same set of lumpens will be found demonstrating. They'll just change their card from X to Y. Nobody takes them seriously. However, what has happened now is the Democratic Party, having not heard from the other side, the other side has things to do. The real Hindus, the real Indian Americans are working for them. Now you're blindsiding them with a legislation like SB 403 that there is caste discrimination active in US. Where? The one case that you tried to prove it, that has collapsed. In Cisco versus the California Civil Rights Department.
Yes.
The California CRD is so corrupt, they actually fired the prosecutor. So what I'm trying to say, Jagdish, is there are three or four elements. Each one has 30, 40 members each. The 30, 40 times 3, 120. Then what happens is now there are lots of illegals who have snuck into US, mainly from Punjab. Because, sir, your good friend, Mr. Mann, Simranjit Singh Mann, will charge between 35,000 rupees to 70,000 rupees to give any Punjab ka puttar, saying that this person bearing the blah, 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 blah name has been discriminated in Punjab. And then that guy takes this thing, somehow finds a way, takes a train, bus, walks, mules, whatever comes up and into California, sneaks in and goes in front of a judge and says, I have been prosecuted in my country. Here is the local MP's letter.
I'm a friend of all Sikhs, by the way, not only Simranjit.
Sir, this is not about a thing. I'm also a good friend of Sikhs, sir. The thing is, Mr. Simranjit Singh Mann is selling it for 35,000 to 70,000 rupees without checking the verifying the credentials. Sir, some of the people who have now applied for asylum in US are wanted for rape, murder, and one lumpen in a demonstration says, I'm going to rape every Brahmin girl. This is a Khalistani. So these people have been fed the same nonsense that the Dravida Kunjus were being told.
I would like you to
should tell us a little bit about that case where you have taken that that loudmouth DMK spokesperson Rajiv Gandhi for talking about Brahmin genocide. Please take 2 minutes, sir. I hope I answered your question, Jagdish.
Chief Justice, Chief Secretary is not giving me sanction. So I have to go to court and challenge it. But I've got so many other cases, so he's not that important that I should do it right away. But I will do it definitely.
Dr. Swami, my another question, mother yes. question to you is that
yes.
the victory of Narendra Modi in 2014 was based on three or four factors. One factor was Hindutva. One factor was good governance. The third factor was anti-corruption. And the fourth factor is black money, that he would get black money. Now, Dr. Swami, viewers are asking in our chat box, why Mr. Narendra Modi and his Sarkar has not filed a single corruption case against the dynasty crook Rahul Gandhi and Sonia Gandhi? What do you have to say? Because what has happened is Mr. Narendra Modi takes credit for your hard work and says that these two people are on bail gaadi. But why do you think, and as Mr. Iyer and you mentioned, that ED and income tax or CBI is just used to threaten, but no action is being taken like any ordinary citizen? What do you think? Why is Narendra Modi soft on Sonia and Rahul?
Why not make this as the topic for the next week?
Okay, wonderful idea. People are looking forward to it.
Yeah, okay.
Dr. Swami, one of the other questions that has come from the viewers is there any chance like these kind of cases can be fast-tracked? I mean, it's been going on and on and on. Is there any chance or what is, how do we, is there a possibility?
See, the question of on and on is it's not based on the against any parameter. If you look at other cases, which have produced results, this is the except for the corona factor, this particular case of National Herald has not gone much slower than others. There are some obstacles that have been placed before me. When I want documents, they are not giving it. And so I have to go to court each time and say that the court should direct them to do it. It is one of those which is now stuck up in Delhi High Court because the lower court wouldn't agree to let me see the document. So I've gone to the High Court, and that I expect in July, August, I'll get the result. So these are the difficulties that delay. So there's no fast track for these matters unless the government of the day appoints a judge who has no other work except this work, and then has prosecutors who concentrate on no other work except this this matter. Then you can go really fast.
But is there...
Dr. Swami, okay. Sorry, Ramesh. Go ahead.
No. In addition to what Jagdishji just asked before, I guess maybe we can answer it in the next episode. But do you see any impediments happening because this case is getting dragged along? Because there is the government also has a role to play in not providing documents for that particular case. So that's why, I think it alludes to what Jagdishji raised. Is there any delay that is getting attributed to this?
No, you tell me. The government is delaying Ram Setu being declared as a heritage monument. Why is the government tried to delay Ram Mandir's thing, and now after that took all the credit and left everybody out and went and celebrated as if they had done it?
That is so, the single moment, Dr. Swami. Single moment. So we'll have to wait for the next single moment for that Ram Setu to be declared.
What is this single moment? I, the Tamil, I feel shocked by the kind of prominence that has been given to it. To see,
no, I think it's the time has not come for to gain credit. That is the reason why Ram Setu was not getting declared. I mean, the time has come for taking credit.
Poor Hanuman and his brother Nala, they put so much effort, and then and it has survived all these years without any. And you say, we have no time for it or what? I mean, all they do is take adjournment in the Supreme Court. There's some problem that nobody else should be do anything else. But I think we have to conclude because the cricket is also in big demand just now. I'm getting a little chits saying that cricket is about to start, or has it already started?
Not yet, Don. There's a rain delay. Arvindji, go ahead.
I just want to complete what Mr. Shri Iyer was saying about Rahul Gandhi's slogan, Mohabbat Ki Dukaan. Actually, Rahul Gandhi said during his Bharat Jodo Yatra that Nafraton ke bazaar mein Mohabbat Ki Dukaan. That means in the market of hatred, he's opening a shop of love, offering love to other people. That thing continues. And after the Karnataka victory, perhaps, he thinks that this slogan has been endorsed by the Karnataka voters, and therefore he will extend it to the entire country. But anyway, maybe Stanford also. But my question is going to be somewhat repetitive what Jagdish had asked earlier. In fact, my only concern is that Mr. Narendra Modi and his government and his other BJP supporters, they have been exploiting, and I'm using this word very carefully, they have been exploiting the work done by Dr. Swami since 2012. They had no guts to file case against Rahul Gandhi. He said, Jagdish said Rahul Gandhi and Sonia Gandhi. And I will add Damadji there also, because when Damadji was very popular those days in 2012, before the government was formed. And every one of the BJP leaders was saying in every state, they will file cases against Robert Vadra, or they even named him Robert Vadra. But even after full 9 years, I have not heard of a single case in any metropolitan court about Mr. Vadra. So that is so far the guts of this government, double engine, triple engine, wherever they have. But they have not had, so they are exploiting what Dr. Swami has been doing, number one. Number two, election after election, whenever they have to confront Congress, they utilize the same thing, just what Jagdish said, Bail Gadi. And that Bail Gadi, who created? That Bail Gadi was very much created by Dr. Subramanian Swami, who was not even in BJP in 2012 when he filed it. So BJP has no power or no authorization for this case. And then there are rumors. And maybe if Dr. Swami doesn't want to answer, in my form of my question, I wanted to ask, what is the reason? What is the deal behind the scene which is preventing them to... We say in India, courts are independent. Courts are, judiciary is independent. But we all know how judiciary works. We all know it. So then let me not say it... that judiciary is influenced. I need not say it. So therefore, if there are hindrances which are being created by people in power, and people have been asking why Dr. Swami is slow on National Herald, which is the topic of the day. Actually, Dr. Swami is not slow. It is the hindrances which are being created in this case by powers which are at the helm. And then there is some kind of deal. And that is my question to Professor Dr. Swami. If you want to answer today, or maybe next week when we have this.
I'll give you a short answer. Most of the judiciary has been very helpful. But if, on the other hand, you're not allowed to get the documents, then you have to go and take an adjournment. So right. There are one or two rogues in the system. But you know, you can go and appeal against that and set it aside. But I have found the judiciary extremely helpful. And then you take, for example, this latest one of Rahul Gandhi's going abroad. That judge was very strict, and there was a battery of lawyers from the other side. But he said, "No, I will go by the law," and he brought it down to three. I mean, I had asked for one, they got three. So there, Congress people are celebrating that I had asked for one and they got three. But what about the fact that they asked for 10 and got only three? You know, that they don't talk about. So I don't think that there's anything much wrong with the judiciary.
Okay, Dr. Swami, the Rahul Gandhi's case, you had also mentioned earlier, and some other people also alleged, Rahul Gandhi has multiple passports. So which passport he wants to get renewed?
That is lying with Mr. Amit Shah. When Rajnath was there, he sent a show cause notice to him and he has still not replied to it. The 2019 case, 2019 letter that he wrote. And this only, right. I can't go to the court on this. It is the only Home Ministry's work. You see, I can go against the Home Ministry's decision, but I can't bypass the Home Ministry and go straight to court. So there is a, I'm sorry to say that the Home Ministry has a lot to explain.
Yeah. And same thing about dual citizenship. Dual citizenship means when he did the backups or some company where he has claimed that he is the director.
Yeah, he's a citizen. And therefore, he cannot be a citizen of India anymore. That is Section 9 of the Citizenship Act.
So even he was member of parliament, even he was not given the 2-year distinct case in this case by Surat government of Gujarat court, he could have been disqualified by Home Ministry on your letter.
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah.
Okay. Doctor Arvind, before you end up, I just want to make a comment. Dr. Swami, what happens is the lower courts, if a politician is involved in any crime or corrupt cases, the lower court expedites the hearing. We have seen your case in Shashi Tharoor matter, Chidambaram matter, Karthi Chidambaram matter, and including Rahul Gandhi and Sonia Gandhi. But I don't know why the government and the courts don't take this up, that when the matter goes in appeal to the High Court and the Supreme Court, the fast track only stops or is there only in the lower court. Why I'm making this comment? Because I'll add 3 parts. Number one, the government of India, of Narendra Modi, which is the prosecuting authority in the 2G's case, lost the case in Sinese court, Judge Sinese court, and the matter is pending in the Delhi High Court. But it is at such a low stage of hearing that the matter has not proceeded. The Government of India Council should have got up in the High Court and said, please expedite this matter. That is number one. Perhaps, Dr. Swami, you are aware, definitely you are aware, that there are 2 appeals of Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi in their income tax matter of National Herald, which is after they having lost in the High Court, is pending in the Supreme Court. The Solicitor General of the government of Narendra Modi has not made a single application in the Supreme Court to expedite the matter. Third matter is regarding the lease given by the DDA to National Herald building. That also is pending in the Supreme Court. So Narendra Modi's government, as far as expediting the hearing of these 2 crucial cases, because they are paramount to the National Herald case of yours, is not expediting both these cases in the Supreme Court. So my question is, the government and the courts should expedite cases against politicians in the higher court. That is my comment, Dr. Swami. In case you want to comment on it, then Arvind will conclude because we are far away beyond our time.
All delays, including in Ram Setu, are due to the government not wanting to take it to its logical conclusion. The judiciary is not responsible.
Arvind, you can conclude.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Swami. I think your faith in judiciary is little very deep, much more than what impression generally is created. But well, if judiciary is helping, let everybody help judiciary also. And let's hope that judiciary will take these cases to the last situation and complete that. And there's not 1, 2, 3. I mean, there are so many cases. And I'm sure if government is little more serious and government is little more consistent in taking these cases up, naturally, by this time, the judgment should have come or the conclusion should have come. But maybe we wait for the time, good times, and hope that corrupt will get punished ultimately, sooner or later. Thank you, Dr. Swami. Thank you, Mr. Shri Iyer, for taking out time once again. You have been very, very helpful to us. Whenever we invite you, you also provide very good input. Your book on National Herald, as Jagdish had mentioned in the beginning, is still very popular. And Dr. Swami said one of the bestseller on this case. And we hope more people will read it when we discuss this case again next time. Thank you, Jagdish. Thank you, Ramesh Swamiji. Thanks the technical team led by Ashish Shetty, Gadgi Rakesh, Ishwar Iyer, Swaminathan, Tejas Navalgul, Vishal Mehta, Najesh Nair. We will be meeting again 197th episode next time. And we regret that last 2 weeks, because Dr. Swami was traveling, Jagdish Shetty was traveling, we could not come to our viewers in the 196th episode was delayed. So we'll be meeting again next Sunday with a new topic and Dr. Subramanian Swami and perhaps a new guest. Till then, Namaskar, Jai Hind.
Jai Hind, Dhanyavad.